This is John McHugh, author of The Decision, a book about deciding what to do about prostate cancer, which actually is the number two book on Amazon for that subject of prostate cancer. Have you ever played the game where two people use their hands to either form paper, scissors, or rock, and the rock crushes the scissors, the paper covers the rock, the scissors cut the paper? In other words, what trumps what? And today I want to discuss the prostate nodule. Here's a question for you. What is the most common finding on rectal exam of the prostate in a patient who ultimately has prostate cancer? Well, the most common finding is a normal exam. And the reason for this is that PSA is used so widely now, we're finding cancers of the prostate before they are palpable. But this podcast is about the prostate nodule. When you examine the prostate, it really should feel like your hand, if you turn it upward, if you turn your palm upward and you feel the little fatty pad above the thumb, that's the thenar eminence, and it should feel smooth and slightly firm. If you turn it with palm down and feel your knuckles with your hand clenched, then that's what a firm prostate nodule would feel like. What gets tricky is sometimes on exam you feel things that are like a nodule, but they aren't cancer. For instance, a prostate stone could feel that way. If a person's had prostatitis as a younger man and there's inflammatory changes, it could feel that way. And then the prostate normally enlarges in an asymmetrical fashion and could feel that way. But if you have what the doctor feels is a prostate nodule, whether or whether or not your PSA is elevated, this generally means you need a prostate biopsy, because a nodule trumps, just like paper covers rock, trumps the PSA. And don't forget this, some of the more aggressive prostate cancers have a normal or low PSA. In other words, the disease is so bizarre, so undifferentiated, so aggressive, it doesn't have the ability to produce PSA. So it always gets my attention when the PSA is very low, say a 55-year-old male, and it should be 2.5 or 3, and his PSA is less than 1, I say to myself, what's going on here? So that situation with the prostate nodule certainly is of concern. So a prostate nodule, does it always require a biopsy? Not necessarily. If the urologist thinks it's physiologic asymmetry that happens with benign enlargement, well, no. But coupled with a concern on what the doctor feels, a PSA that's either way too low or higher than you would expect, then a biopsy is indicated. And look, it's okay to ask your urologist, hey, tell me, does this seem like it's normal asymmetry? Are you concerned or is this worrisome? And then let his answer be part of your database about whether to pursue a biopsy, because as you know, biopsies can be fraught with protracted bleeding, and infections from atypical E. coli. Well, I hope this has been helpful to you. This is John McHugh from Prostate Diaries and author of The Decision, and this has been another Almost Prostate Diaries Minute.